Thank you, everybody. Right now, time again for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sam from Boulder, Colorado, going to school in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Are you really?
I am indeed.
That's a long commute, though.
Yeah, it is, you know, and my body's freezing right now.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
So welcome to our show, Sam. You're going to play our game in which you have to tell truth from fiction.
Ooh, all right.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ready to go?
I am indeed. I've been studying.
Okay. I have to ask, studying what?
Oh, well, let's just say there are many news sources on the internet.
All right, so you've been out there trying to cast a wide net. See if you caught this. Carl, what is Sam's topic?
Tradition, tradition.
All right. Sam, as technology improves and our world becomes smaller, some of the old ways of doing things are disappearing. This week we heard a particularly poignant story of an ancient tradition under threat of extinction. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of old things possibly fading away. Choose that real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, well, let's see how well you do. Okay.
All right.
First up, let's hear from Adam Felber.
The struggles of the Etutic tribe of northwestern Canada are pretty well documented, especially their fight to maintain their ancient walrus hunting rite of passage, which was chronicled in the indie film Tusks of Our Grandfathers, the true story of Etutic chief Carl Nanticut's successful battle with Canadian environmentalists in the 80s. Well, now that teenage Etutics have the right to hunt and slay walruses, it turns out they really don't want to. The most vocal non-com, Carl's son, Bruce Nanticut. Dad's great, says Bruce, but have you seen this ritual? You have to hunt a walrus, skin it, eat it, and live inside its hide for 3 days. It's dangerous and gross. Most of us would rather be playing Guitar Hero.
Inuit people in Canada not hunting the walrus because it's, quote, gross.
Just Guitar Hero instead.
Yeah, for Guitar Hero instead. Your next out with the old, in with the new story comes from Amy Dickinson.
Colonial Williamsburg was thrown into a bitter butter crisis this week when Emily Mason, the country's only professional butter churner, was told to hang up her mop cap and cape. Mason's been working for over 20 years as a certified butter technician at the Colonial theme park, where her saucy churning drew record crowds. Last week, after a bodice malfunction caused even the smithy to blush, she was asked to please exit the park. This is about making butter the old-fashioned way. We don't do ye oldie pole dance, said Mac Dodd, director of the park. Unfortunately, Mason also owns the only butter churn in Williamsburg, and she's taking it with her. Officials say they'll go without butter until they can find a replacement.
They're eating margarine in Williamsburg because the butter churner has left. Your last story of a tradition falling by the wayside comes from Roy Blunt.
In Ayapan, Tabasco, Mexico, an indigenous tongue is in danger of dying out because only two people still speak it, and they have stopped speaking to each other. According to Fernando Nava, head of the Mexican Institute of Indigenous Languages, the two elderly men in question haven't quarreled, really. They just drifted apart. They're the last people on Earth to have in common the local dialect of the Zoque language, and that is all they have in common. So what good would it do for them to go into counseling? And anyway, there's no third speaker of Ayapanian Zoque, so they'd have to take turns being the counselor. Who needs that? Nava has urged the men to talk again for the sake of passing the language down to their families. But they're guys. They're old guys. They got nothing to say to each other or to their families.
Oh. All right. It's a bittersweet Bluff the Listener game. Let me review your choices. One of these traditions is in danger. Is it the ancient hunt of the walruses in northern Canada because the kids think it's just totally gross? Is it butter churning at Williamsburg because the only butter churner was too saucy for the park? Or is it an ancient Mesoamerican language because the only two remaining speakers of it won't speak to each other? Which of these is the real story?
Well, you know, while I would imagine that a saucy butter maker would make headlines and probably be in all the major newspapers, I haven't seen anything about that. And keeping my eye out. But I did see a small news story on two old men who just stopped talking to one another.
Roy planted that story!
It's a fake! So?
Yeah,
I have to take that as my choice.
You're going to take that as your choice.
Indeed.
Thereby endangering the language that only they speak. Well, we spoke to an expert on this to bring you the real story.
There are two speakers left. They could talk to each other, but they've chosen not to for their own reasons. And it's as if each one of them was the last speaker that was left.
That was Albert Bickford, a linguist specializing in indigenous Mexican languages at SIL International, explaining why it's sad that the last two speakers of this dialect of Zoque are no longer speaking to each other. Congratulations, you did indeed get it right, Sam.
I'm so excited! I've never won anything since bingo in second grade.
Really?
Really.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you won bingo in second grade, what did you win?
I won a plastic dinosaur toy.
Really?
And I was thrilled.
Well, now you are winning Carl's voice on your home answering device, so
now I can show it off to everybody.
Exactly.
Oh, it's much
cooler.
I can't wait.
It's much cooler. Well, you've earned a point for Roy. You have, in fact, won our prize. Congratulations. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing with us today.
Great. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.